tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee wiki tata wee tata wee wiki tata wee
listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.
Aloha.
My name is Tanya Tamutina, Tiny Dancer hyphen Odebra.
And my name is Diane Destiny Odebra.
We're the Odebra Twins, and we are going to take you on a pleasure cruise of delight. Mm-hmm. As always, we have a special guest, so please welcome Jaquetta Saint-Marie.
Close it
out. Oh, what did I get?
Saint-Marie.
Saint-Marie. Yeah. Okay, Saint-Marie.
I like the ethnicity went from Hungarian to, I think, Spanish with that.
Who knows what I was doing?
I think Hawaiian. We are in Hawaii.
Okay. Yes, aloha, Jaquetta.
Aloha. Aloha.
Thank you for joining us in this basement in Hawaii.
It's so nice in there. I love the beach in the basement.
It's really tropical.
Beach basements are the best.
Yeah. It's super tropical in here today, actually. Yeah. It's juicy today.
Well, it's a good thing I wore just a thong.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You look amazing, by the way.
Thank you very much. I've been working on my body.
I love your beach body.
It's great, isn't it?
It is.
I'm past bikini ready. I'm going straight to thong. I don't care.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Just I'm straight going to for nude. A summer dad bod.
I'm into dad bod, actually.
What is dad bod? I keep hearing about it. My dad, by the way, is in shape. Is that what you're talking about?
Your dad's on point?
Yeah, he's a tennis player. He's like pretty. So if you're talking about dad bod, this is a guy that's in the gym all the time.
He doesn't have dad bod, though.
No? Okay. No, well, he wasn't a very good dad.
Dad bod's more like enough of like a like barbecue beer gut.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's like still okay to be hot, but kind of like, he's a little junked up. I like him.
I think my dad
still
is
has arm muscles, though.
Yeah.
Arm muscles, but has a gut.
Like, he can fix things.
No, this is deadbeat dad bod.
Deadbeat dad bod.
He doesn't have time
for anything but himself.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for having me.
You have a podcast, right? Jacob?
Yeah, I have a podcast with my podcast partner, Katie Kazmir, and our podcast is called Hey, You Know It. It's on every Monday on iTunes, and we talk about, like, penis news, advice on advice. We have celebrity guests on. Like, hopefully you guys will be on soon.
Oh, we would love to come on.
Yeah, and we've been doing it for, like, 5 years.
What is penis news?
Thank you. That was my exact question.
Penis news is a segment that I put together every week where we talk about, you know, dicks in the news, scrotum stories, you know, balls on parade. There's always something in the news about penises, even though penises have been around forever and I think are generally not that interesting. But there's always something. Either someone put something on their penis, they can't get it off, or their penis isn't big enough.
Always in Washington State, isn't it?
Or Florida.
Yeah, and then the cops get called, and they won't show up, and then the fire department are like the penis experts. So if you have something on your dick and you need to get it off, Fire department.
They come
with the tiny jaws of life.
What's the best thing that's ever been stuck on a dick that you've heard about?
A nut.
A nut?
Someone like a washer and a, you know, that kind.
I thought you meant like a peanut.
No.
Thought you meant a peanut too.
No, someone got like a nut somehow stuck on there, and it was on there for days. And they tried everything, and I'm
days?
Like. Eventually, then they called the police, and the police were like, the fire department. Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just go to the hospital? Like, if you had a, like,
because
the time.
Because the kind
to...
of person that's putting a nut on their dick.
Right.
Like, they're not.
Right.
You know, they're not.
How
thinking.
Did they put it on? Like, over
I guess they
it?
Screwed it on. I have no idea. They just screwed it on the old, like you would with a screw.
And then they call the fire department. Like, I know so many firemen, and, like, I know how they would handle this information.
How?
They know what they're doing. The fire department.
But obnoxiously, like, they probably laughed about that.
I'm sure
for, like,
right after
years.
They freed it, they probably laughed at
it. If you stuck a nut on your dick, I'm sorry, you deserve the whole force to be laughing directly at you while they get it off. Yeah. How did they get it off? Do they have to cut it?
They have to cut it off. And apparently,
shit.
The fire department has, they can cut anything off of anything. It doesn't matter what it
even
is.
Even penises?
They can get anything. And the penis was unscathed.
Wow.
Somehow.
They are heroes.
So I don't know the size of the nut or the penis, but that's the story. Penis
Damn.
News.
That, you
so
know
that's
what?
The kind of, you know, highbrow intellectual content.
I'm into this.
That we feature. When you come on, you can bring penis news. We have guests who bring penis
when
news.
When you first said nut, I once decided to get a Snickers peanut, like, ice cream bar, and give a blowjob with it.
How'd it go?
Wait, how old were you when you did this?
And was it the smaller one?
It was like 3 years ago.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
the ice cream bar, right?
Yes, the ice cream bar. Okay. Recently.
So the $1.50 size
yeah.
one.
Okay. So like my boyfriend at the time, like... I was doing that and then forgot that I had made this choice the next morning. And then he had a nut, like an actual peanut,
stuck on his penis
the next day. That we had a jolly old laugh about the next morning. Like, oh, God, what did we do?
That's good penis news right there.
That is.
That's yeah. great. This is something
that's
always...
So that's what I thought you meant, like, that in my head. I was like, oh, no, a nut on a penis.
No,
just I like a Snickers ice cream
I like
bar.
That we can just, like, mine your life for penis news. This is good.
You could do a whole show just based on penis news. It's amazing what people will do. Mm-hmm. We were thinking about doing vagina news, but who cares, frankly?
Well, if somebody got like, something crazy stuck in their vagina, I want to know.
It's just not going to be on the front page. Like, we get news from Africa, from China, especially from Guangzhou province. They have a real dick issue over there.
What?
I don't know. Or someone is just on that beat, you know what I mean, and is reporting
How
on that.
How do I get that job?
I don't know. I think you just make it for yourself. You just go around and just scour up scrotum stories.
Be the change you want to
see.
Yeah,
be the change.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything weird stuck in my vagina.
Neither.
No. I have seen news of, like, 2-liter Coke bottles being stuck in vaginas.
Wow. There's, like,
yeah,
urban
that's
legends.
That's a bold choice. I don't think it is. I think that things have been stuck into places.
Why wouldn't you be able to get it back out?
I don't know.
It's basically engineered to get things that size
right.
back out.
I guess that's true. You know? It's not that you don't believe it went in. It's yeah, more it's like that you believe it didn't
really?
Come
like
out.
Something as smooth as a Coke bottle? Just whip it out. Like, don't call the fire department.
Heroes.
Yes. Genital heroes.
Genital heroes.
There should be just like a genital squad of...
It's the fire department.
It is the fire department.
I'm telling you, it's the fire department. They actually had to put out, in London, they had to put out some PSAs to be like, gentlemen, stop.
What?
Like, we have fires that we need to get to. We can't be stopping every 5 minutes to, like, get something off your penis or get your penis out of something.
I can't believe they don't go to the hospital, though. Like, I would never think I'm going to call 911 because something's stuck in
my
penis.
I think maybe people in the other professions are like, just screw firefighters and just send the
just
stuff
send
to them. Yeah.
Right.
Like, as if you should go to a surgeon, but I bet surgeons like, you know what, can't handle it, sorry.
But,
this is
like,
not what I do.
You can still walk. It's your penis, you know, like... Oh, especially if you can wait 4 days to get it off. Like, why then? After 4 days, call 911.
I would call if there was something stuck in my vagina, I would call the fire department. That makes sense.
But they probably get that call all the time, and there's nothing in there.
And then once like, it's empty.
It's like, I thought there was something in there.
Can you guys come back over? It's me again. There's something stuck in my vagina.
Yeah, I promise there'll be something in there when you guys show up.
Yeah,
there's like a nickel in there or something.
Yes. Yeah. Can you just take a look?
Just see.
You're not looking hard enough. Could you look with your penis?
Yeah. So, penis news.
I love this penis news. I'm so
yes,
thrilled.
I cannot wait
to hear more about this.
For sure.
Oh, my gosh. So, we actually met you recently at Una Osado's show.
Yes.
And
it was so much fun.
Delight.
It was fun.
She is delightful. You are delightful.
Oh,
the
thank
whole
you.
Evening. And I just loved your level of just honesty on stage. You're like, here's everything that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing comedy for a long time, and then I stopped because I got to a certain point where, you know, you get angry on stage. And instead of doing your material, you're like, you know what? Fuck all y'all.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah,
guys.
And then you just
feel that.
I'm just going to say things that are, you know, that's true and angry. So then I stopped doing it for a while. And then Una, who I like working with burlesque performers, I prefer to work between titties, you know what I mean, between strippers. Like, it's more interesting that way the audience is more up for it, but you usually get paid as
right,
a comic because
exactly.
people pay to see titties. Jokes are like, I watch it on YouTube. It's not that fun. But it was just a really fun, cool environment. So I was like, I'll just tell some jokes and see how it was. The audience seemed to be, no one was angry. No one left.
Not one person left.
That's a success
true.
In
that
comedy.
Like, that's how to measure everything. How many people left?
No one left.
No one.
People
no
waited until the show was over to leave.
Yeah. So. They even, like, hugged you after. It was
nice. I saw some people in the bathroom. I was like, oh, shit, here we go. And they're like, no, you were good. I was like, oh, thank you. Because I don't need that in the ladies' room.
No, not in the ladies' room.
No.
It reminds me of, like, after you, like, you do a set and you go to the bathroom, it reminds me of when I worked at, like, Olive Garden as a hostess.
Oh my God.
And then, like, when I go to the bathroom and see the customers that, like, it was, like, waiting on.
You don't have your own bathroom there?
Olive Garden does not provide a staff bathroom.
Why should you have to use a bathroom with the people who are gross enough to eat at Olive Garden?
Thank you. That's a good point.
I disagree with you guys because you like Olive Garden.
But it seems like...
I know, I hated working for them. I think they're a horrible establishment. But I will eat the shit out of those breadsticks any day.
It's like brought to you by Olive Garden, not really.
Yeah.
Right. See, you know.
They have good breadsticks and salad. Come on.
Really? Okay, okay.
Mm-mm. You know, I have an Italian heritage, and it just, you know, like, as a, like, a 20-year-old, sure, that's fine. I'll eat whatever. But, like, now I just feel like I have too much respect for myself and my lineage to be eating.
And your body.
And my body.
There's also a shitload of Italian restaurants.
That's true.
In New York. So why wouldn't you go to... that restaurant instead of the Olive Garden. I'm from a rural area, so that's like, that is Italian.
Right.
You know, where I'm from.
It's it's the classiest thing in my hometown.
Right. Yeah, it's not really a place I want to go to. But I'm upset that they make you use the same bathrooms as the quote-unquote guests.
And when I would go in there, on shifts, like, I would have, like, this weird look that I have when I get off, like, a stage and...
Right
into someone who was just in the audience, and I feel equally as awkward, I guess, was my point.
But they're like, I recognize you. You just took my order, my drinks order.
Yeah. Do people try to order stuff in the bathroom?
Oh, at Lucky Dog, they do.
What?
Yeah. I'll be, like, literally, like, so busy. I work at this bar in Williamsburg, and, like, I'll be so busy, and I'll, like, be waiting in the bathroom line, like, my one chance to go. And people will be like... So when you get back, can I have like three like vodka creamers? And I'm like, are you serious?
I'm like, I'm not washing my hands. Mm-hmm. I'm not washing my hands. I'll get your drink right now.
That's a really good response. Yeah. I should use
it's
that.
Either I can get your drink or I can wash my hands. Those are the two things that can happen right now.
It's up to you.
That's bizarre. I think you should. There needs to be a law that you have to have your own employee bathroom. That's not fair.
It's not right.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. Ugh. I also just hate strangers. Yeah. I hate, like, the general public having to talk to them. Oh, if you're 5 minutes where you have to pee, oh, it's too sad.
And they know who you are, too, and you can't leave.
Yeah.
You can't be like, sorry.
They have to be like, oh, remember, I'm a human.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're a server. You're food service.
So do you guys want to take a quiz right now?
I would love to.
I'm super excited for this quiz. I am an only child, and I used to take these quizzes alone.
I love taking quizzes.
You're an only child?
Yes, I am. They were like, forget it after this.
Hey, she's enough.
Yeah, this is too much already.
I'm a middle child.
Oh. Yeah, I imagine what that would be like to have siblings. So this quiz, so is the rule that we have to agree?
We do. Diane, would you please explain the rules of the quiz?
So basically what happens is we take this quiz and then we all have to agree on the same answer together like we are one.
I'm a contrarian.
Like we are in the same womb and we are one.
Okay.
You take most of your quizzes in a womb.
Okay. Yeah. So this is called Deborah Triplets.
Yes, you're our triplet today. How does it feel?
As a Black Irish, I'm okay.
Yes.
I'm okay. I like it. We've had struggles.
Are you Black Irish?
No.
No? Okay, today.
Yeah, I just like the term.
Yes. Yes.
But I could be, I guess, because you guys have asked me. You weren't sure. I could pass.
You could be. Anybody can be anything.
I'll show up at the Kaylee.
Days.
Like, no, really.
At the Kaylee.
County Derry.
County Derry.
Yep.
Where all the Black Irish are.
Exactly. If you've never been there.
Yep. Okay, you guys. Okay. So this quiz is called, What Type of Kiss Are You?
Of kiss?
Of kiss. What type of kiss?
I only know two kinds
like
of kiss.
Like a mouth kiss?
I guess we're going to find
or
out
the
other.
Band.
Other. No, no. It's a mouth kiss. What
a
kind
mouth
of mouth kiss?
Okay.
A kiss can say a lot about your personality, but what does your personality say about your kiss? Take this quiz to find out. So pretty important stuff.
Okay,
Okay. What was your first kiss like? You mostly kissed them. They mostly kissed you. It was short. You were shy.
I think all
of them?
Can you say they mostly kissed me? Because
there's more than one. You were in like a gang kiss.
It was a gang kiss, totally. Yep.
How many mouth gang kisses?
I have a lot of mouths.
I got a big mouth, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't know. My first kiss was so awful. I was sick the next day.
What?
I was disgusted by the guy I kissed. I'm going to say they mostly kissed
me. Oh, you didn't like it?
I didn't like it at all. He was gross. I didn't like his stilo. It was in Catholic school.
Was it a French?
I think it was an attempted French. Like, it was elementary French kiss.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, my friends were like, you gotta do it. You gotta kiss this guy. Right. Like, I was the only black girl.
Oh, you were,
he
like,
the only black
peer
guy,
pressured
so they were like,
into
kiss
your...
Him.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I don't really like him.
What? You guys are black, so you have to.
I know, you have to kiss. He wasn't into it either, because I was super corny and nerdy. So he was probably
was
like,
he cool?
Really? He was cool. I was not cool.
But you were not into him.
But we were black. He was not into me, but he was like, I'll do it.
Right.
You were the only two blacks in Catholic school.
In the Catholic school, yeah. It was a very small school.
Forced to kiss.
Forced to kiss by society. Oh my God. By society. And I didn't like his high top fade. Like, I didn't like anything really about him. And so he mostly kissed me. It wasn't, he gave it the old prep school try, but okay. I was just like, not. So,
right.
I don't know, where are you guys on this one?
Yeah, Diane, let's hear you.
Well, my first kiss was Victor Torres in sixth grade. Yay. And I French kissed him. And then I made out with the shower afterwards.
Oh, you mostly kissed them. I know it.
So,
oh
like,
God.
I reenacted it afterwards. That's how, like, cool I thought it was. So, yeah, I mostly guessed.
I spent the whole next day at the mall, like, trying to pick out clothing from, like, the unit store and feeling sick.
The unit store?
No, you remember that it was clothing that you could buy, like, all the different pieces. So, like, a couple of sleeves. You could also use a belt as, like, a skirt. Like,
what?
You could make it into different things. It was called units.
I have never heard of this.
Okay.
You could just buy a couple of sleeves?
You could buy different pieces. So it could be like a tube top or like you could make it to a scrunchie. Or it could be like a dress or it could be like a tunic or it could be leggings or it could be, it was like all, you know, things that you could make into different things. It was awful.
I don't know how those things work.
It didn't last very long.
It sounds hard.
Yeah.
Like you had to assemble these things yourself or did they assemble them
for you? They could show you different ways to assemble it, but their marketing plan was that you have to buy so many pieces of the clothing to make one thing.
Oh, that's too much.
I'm not that crafty.
No. No, thank you.
I appreciate the idea.
Yeah.
So I have, like, two first kisses because one was, like, my first kiss was on stage in a play. But I feel like that doesn't count because, like...
It wasn't real. It wasn't
exactly,
real.
Exactly. It wasn't real, but, like, that's literally what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's how dramatic I am, is my first kiss was on stage. And, like...
Is it Shakespeare?
No. It was...
it was a literary kiss.
Night Must Fall. He was playing a murderer, and I was playing...
how old were you?
I was 14.
Wow.
I was late. I was late. Situation. And he did not tell me that he was going to bring tongue into the situation.
He was just working from the room and going with the moment. Yeah.
Well, he more just got me all over the chin. Like, it wasn't, it was, is not.
Did you move your head the wrong way?
I don't know. Maybe I did. I wasn't expecting. I'm sure I was like this, like, just like, eyes closed and mouth closed, just like, okay, this is going to happen. And like, everybody's looking at us right now, and this is so fucking awkward. But then my first kiss where it was like we decided to kiss on purpose and there's no like adult making
there was no blocking or lighting.
Exactly. There's no Mr. Moffat like, okay, it's time to kiss. I was on a date with this guy who I wasn't aware went out with a whole bunch of my friends.
And also a hoe.
Took us all to the same place, ordered the same meal, like said the same thing while he was eating the meal. There's no way to eat this politely. Like just, I can't, but like, wow, this is an identical date. And then we kissed after and it was fine.
Did you compare the kisses with everyone else's mediocre kiss?
Yeah.
Did
well,
you
we
get
all
finger
were like,
banged?
No.
Just straight from kiss to finger bang.
That's how I roll.
We did only finger bang.
Yeah.
Only finger bang.
You're like, we might never be here again. Let's quick finger bang.
Right.
And get it going.
Right on this outdoor bridge. Let's do this. It was like in Boston Common, so. Yeah. So it was like a romantic setting. Like he was really putting some thought into it, but just like one time. He's like, I'm going to use this good idea and just like
repeat
it.
I wonder if he's still doing it.
No, he's married now.
Okay. And every night is the same.
Yeah, he just takes her to this place.
It's a quick finger bang and out.
Let's do our bridge finger bang in public.
And just get it over with. It's Thursday.
Fine.
Let's go. Bang.
Well, so what are we? You mostly kiss them. They mostly kiss you. And mine, I think, was short. I was shy.
Shit, what are we going to decide?
This is a real dilemma, you guys.
This, I think, is probably our biggest dilemma yet.
Biggest one yet.
Because is it honestly sincere?
I mean...
Difference.
We could flip a coin?
We could.
Metaphor, like, in our minds?
Well, like, okay, so you... Did your tongue get involved in this situation or just his?
My tongue did not. I really felt like I swallowed a gallon of saliva. And that's what made me so sick the next day at the mall.
Well, like, were you...
At the new mall in Westminster, Maryland.
Oh, my gosh.
Or wherever it was.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awful.
She didn't like it.
She didn't like it. You loved it. I felt like
this
whatever.
This one's up to you, Tanya.
Yeah, we're going to go with... We're going to defer
to you.
You
say.
Tom, you get to pick this one.
I was gonna say if you went to me, I'm going with yours.
You're going with mine.
Because that was my experience.
Okay,
it was on stage.
I'll be just happy to be a tiebreaker.
Oh, thank you. Tiebreaker, Tom. Wait, yours was on stage or yours was?
No. It was a short and shy.
Okay, yeah. Short and shy.
Thank you.
No finger bang. Okay.
Thanks, Tom, the tiebreaker.
Thank you. Cool.
I agree with that. I like that.
I like it. Okay, that's our new procedures. If we can't decide, Tom has to. Okay.
I like that.
Which of the following is the most ideal person for you? Someone who would wait for me, is always available to me, or is my equal?
Is always available to me.
I'm going with is my equal. What do you think?
My equal? I mean, is that really a thing?
Can it actually happen?
Like, is that there? I think somebody
We're pretty great. It's tough.
Someone who would wait for me.
Someone who would wait for you. What does that mean?
Like, if I'm going to be late? Because that's something I hate, is when people are not on time. So if someone's going to wait for me, I'm like, that's the ultimate sacrifice.
See, I always feel like wait for me means, like, you're going to be in a situation like jail or, like...
marriage.
Yeah, like something like, wait for me for this years-long thing to
Then I'm
going to
go with is always available.
I want someone to always...
To pay attention.
Pay attention to me, listen to me, and...
Be there.
Just, all the time.
I can go with that. I'll go with is available.
Being my equal, though, that's tough.
Because if they're not available... Then it's like, just dump them.
Yeah.
What's the point? Okay. You're now... Well, it actually says you know... Oh, okay.
What happened? Everything's moved. Now.
You know you're about to make out. What do you do to prepare? Nothing.
Absolutely not.
Inhale. Wow, there is some stuff going on up there. Mm-hmm. Sorry, listening audience. I think someone's getting murdered upstairs.
This happens to us sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because sometimes there are other bands or something that are recording that are thrashing so hard.
Maybe that's what they're doing. It's just thrashing hard.
It comes through.
Maybe they got something stuck on their dick.
It's the finger bang. that's what that
it's
is.
It's beyond a finger bang.
It's punk finger banging.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do to prepare? Nothing? Mm-hmm. Inhale a handful of mints or get nervous? So imagine this is making out with somebody for the first time, because now if it was me with my partner of 6 years, I'm definitely not, like,
I'm going to be honest, like, just get nervous. There's no time to really do anything else.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't know how it's going to go, which way their head's going to tilt.
And you don't know if you have mints in your pocket.
Exactly. I probably don't.
Just get nervous. I'm fully 100% behind
this. Get nervous.
I agree with that. I'm going to get nervous.
How can you do nothing? There's too much time.
Well, maybe you're just, like, really confident.
Just get in the fish position,
like,
already.
Here we go.
I'm just going to lay here.
Nobody's that confident in their first makeout. Nobody. The most confident person isn't.
Do you think porn stars just do nothing?
It's not their first time.
Well, they wait for someone to yell, go, action.
But I mean, if it's their first time with someone else. Not that I mean it's your first time ever, like your first time making out with a different person.
That changes the question. I thought the question was, like, your first time making out.
No, it just says you know you're about to make out.
Oh,
like, you just know you're going to.
Get nervous.
Well, if you're a porn star, you would know.
You would know. I mean, like, in your personal life.
But then that's like 1, 2, 3, action, go, you know?
I imagine they're just like...
I thought the question was first time.
This is just making out in general.
Making out in general, like with a person that you haven't made out before.
It's nerve-wracking. I mean, I've been married for quite a long time now, so I'm just thinking back to that. Because you don't know if the makeout is going to lead to more. And then if you get there, is it going to be small?
Right.
You know, like, is that going to be an issue? We're going to have a discussion about that.
Wait a second. So what would you say? Oh, your dick is small? Like, what discussion?
Yeah, or something isn't going well. You know what I mean? If there's a problem, or, like, it just sucks. That makes me nervous. Because then what do you say?
Right.
You know?
Well, that's why I'm curious also with Tanya about, like, do you have discussions about this?
I don't know.
You're terrible.
Yeah. I've definitely had some situations where I was like, uh-oh, this sucks. But, like,
oh, yeah.
I just kind of, like...
You just went with it?
Went with it or got out okay, of it some guess, weird way.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk about
I
it.
I wasn't like, hi, your penis is terrible.
I guess I'm an asshole then. What? Because I did this kind of stuff when I was single in my 20s. I was like, hey, we got...
I'm glad you did.
Like, we have to stop. Why didn't you mention this at the bar, dude?
Wait a second. You're thinking of something specific, and yes. I've got to know about it.
I'm talking about when you get to the moment, and you find out that, you know, either the technique is bad or the equipment is faulty.
Right.
And it's like, this is a one-night stand.
One time.
We met in a bar in Glasgow. This is not going far.
Right.
You know?
You have one shot.
You have one shot here.
So like, have you just said, like...
I've said, this is probably not going to work.
I get that.
Okay.
You know, yeah, this is probably not going to work out.
Not like...
I wasn't like, you know what, just put it in the back.
Oh, no, my that's God. Not what it's like. Your dick is a corkscrew. No, I can't
no,
do this.
No, no, no. Like, it's just like, this isn't going to... Like, I'm sorry, this isn't going to work.
Do you sometimes say, if it's small, you just say, put it in the back?
No, I said, I don't say that. Don't just say, just put it in the back. Do just work from the back and see what you can do. But yeah, I'm pretty sure when I was younger, I wasn't very, you know, I was pretty uncouth about it. And I was probably very rude, you know.
Right.
About being like, hey, what's going on here? Like, come on.
Don't waste my time.
Don't waste my time. You got like 2 hours max in this place.
I'm a finite resource. Come on.
I have a train to catch.
Yeah.
To Edinburgh.
I just have a life to live.
Yes. I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like guys with small dicks, though, end up like getting better at other things.
Of course, but not to, when like, you're 21.
Not when you're 21.
Yeah, no. It's just like as a girl when you're 20, when you sleep with guys the first time and you do something new, you're like, oh man, his face did not look pleasant when that happened. Like, I thought I was killing it down there. This guy looks angry.
Uh-oh.
You know? Because you don't know what you're doing.
And all the sex tips given by magazines are terrible.
They're terrible. Like, you read something like, oh, put a piece of ice, and it's like, huh?
What? No, I don't. Use teeth. Like, why are they giving us that
exactly.
advice?
Exactly. That's something you discuss with your partner. You don't get it out of, like, Cosmo.
Razors. How do you feel about those? Like, yeah. It just...
They said a hairbrush.
A hairbrush?
You've read Cosmo.
I have. A hairbrush.
Yeah.
Are they just fucking with us on purpose?
I think so.
I think you're right.
I think so.
Like, I think guys write them, and that's the problem.
You think guys write them?
Because they're angry at other guys. They're like, we're going to throw a hairbrush in the mix.
But don't you
think
guys
think they have no clue what actually women need.
The hairbrush was for the dudes.
But don't you think guys would rather get a good blowjob than have somebody, like, whip out a hairbrush?
Yes.
Like... And I'm not even talking
the
kind with, like...
Where, like, comb the pubes
I don't
before?
Know. I don't know. I have no idea. I did not use the hairbrush.
No. I wonder if anybody has used the hairbrush.
I have an afro. I don't have a hairbrush.
Or a comb or anything.
Yeah, an
just
afro pick.
Any, like,
throw
a
pick.
That in. Like, just, how's this, baby?
How's
just
this
gonna
going?
Pick this shit.
Yeah, I'm going to bring power to it.
Wow.
What's our next question? Because I'm not going to be able to stop talking to you ladies, and I know that we only have an hour.
I feel it's my fault for bringing up penis news.
I'm sorry. I want to know penis news, and I want to talk about putting stuff on dicks. Okay. Your sweetheart tells you that they're going through some emotional problems and that they need some space. What do you do?
Give them space.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Well,
bye.
that's luckily one of the options.
Okay, good.
Okay. I think we're agreed already.
Yeah. Well, let's hear them out.
Let's hear them out. Okay. Yeah. Give them space. Give them the space they need and offer to help. Call them every day to make sure they're okay.
Nope.
That sounds terrible. Mm-hmm.
Or close yourself off. You don't want their problems.
Oh.
That's kind of a good option.
Option three.
Oh, you need
game
space?
Game changer.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's plenty of it.
Yep. Here's
that's
all the space
the
in the
same
world.
Same one, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I will do that. Like, I'll be like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
Space.
Space just means breakup to me.
That sounds like breakup to
me.
Like, so maybe I'll revise it to the third one, which is...
I think so, too.
What was the third one again?
It was,
peace out.
Close yourself off. You don't want their problems.
Because that's honestly, true. I will watch all the TV and, like, catch up on my programs.
Yeah,
and
do some writing, work on my shtick.
Come back when you're ready.
Yeah.
Well, although I feel like if I'm being asked for space, that person is dramatic, and I don't need to
that's
get
true,
involved
too.
In that dramatic situation.
I need space.
Oh, good. Then shut up forever.
Yeah,
like,
go
find it.
We're in agreement on this.
Okay, close yourself off. Okay.
Close yourself
done.
Off.
Done.
Close yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, please answer it. Oh, I missed one. Okay. What do you think of public displays of affection? Totally awesome. Totally gross. It's okay when the moment is right.
Totally awesome.
I know you think it's totally awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bag.
She's a creep.
I'm a public displayer.
Okay. Yes. I don't mind people displaying it, but I'm going to say what you had a guest on before who was a lesbian.
Yes.
So my husband is white, and mm-hmm. I feel the same way that she felt. Like you, sometimes I feel like there's a political dimension to right. getting it, you know, making out with my husband a little bit in public. Sometimes it's uncomfortable for, you know, like...
Do so, people bother you?
They don't anymore. When we were younger, more people would say things. But now, you know, now
what
that I'm...
What would they say?
Like just not really say things, but give, like, a mean look or just be disapproving of it.
That makes me so mad.
Or some people would be like, thumbs up.
What?
You know? like, some people were just trying to let you know that they're okay with interracial relationships. And they're like, yeah.
You don't you need know? To do that. You can just be cool with it in your mind.
But this is what I'm saying. There's always some other dimension to it if it's not, you know, your average, straight, you know, same
I love calling it race, average because yeah, you know? That's, like, yeah. not even true.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like,
so I've had, like, 50 like style. Gay friends of mine tell me the kind of same thing. That yeah. people, like... I guess a thumbs up situation. I wish I would get a thumbs up every time I publicly displayed my affections.
You're not going to get it from me.
But I was also raised by like,
she doesn't like that.
Vulcan robots, so I'm not a very emotional, like physically right. emotional person. I have no problem with PDA. Sometimes it can be really hot. You know, if you said people are getting it on.
Oh, no, like, oh, I always cool. feel guilty about it. Like,
right. well, you're probably helping other people out.
No, but like every like next day I'm like, ugh. You're in your 30s, Diane. What are you doing making out at the bar?
Is there an right. age limit for making out at the bar?
I mean, there should be.
I disagree with that.
It's 37.
Well, I'm almost there.
I'm almost there, too.
I think it would be interesting to see old people making out at
yeah,
the bar.
I would like that.
I don't know where that bar is, but maybe we should open that bar.
Yeah,
it's just call it old people making.
Yeah,
out.
Old people making. I bet you they show up. And
we'll
make
teach
out.
Them about safe sex because they don't know
it.
About it.
They need.
We'll
it.
Teach them about
That's
condoms.
True.
Yeah,
you're olds. I see you making out. Yeah. Wrap it up.
Because they're really racking up the STDs right
they
now.
Are.
It's a big problem.
Huge.
Yep.
Are they embarrassed to talk about condoms, maybe?
I think they think that because pregnancy is not really an option.
Right.
But also the idea that the STDs that they got in the 70s and the 80s, and that they're gone now. It's like, no, they're mm-hmm. not.
And those
you
STDs
think
are temporary.
People are getting STDs?
I don't think they are.
They are. Statistically.
Is this in the news?
Yes.
Yes. It's all over the place.
Biggest rising population mm-hmm. of people getting STDs
older
are
people?
Elderly.
Older
yes.
people,
like
right?
people in nursing homes.
Yep.
They now that they have Viagra,
they've got Viagra, they've got
not
lube.
Kidding. They love to fuck.
Mm-hmm. They have Viagra
in the nursing
and
home.
They have lube
and
they now
are
STDs
they can't
are...
get pregnant. And who's going to tell them anything?
Yeah,
like I don't want to listen to anyone now. I'm 41. I'm definitely not going to listen to anybody.
Right.
When I'm 65.
I get maybe they're like, fuck it. I don't care if I have herpes. I'm 80,
yeah.
you know?
Not realizing that they
I
could live another 20 years.
I would still care if I was 80. I
right.
would be like, this is like not okay.
Right. I imagine that there's still people out there like, no, what are you worried about, girl? I'm clean. Let me roll on over there, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's a
I
problem.
I didn't know so much sex happened
yep.
in the
Sexual.
Nursing homes.
Yep. Why not? There's nothing else to do.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. I mean, I'll go to bingo.
At first, that's how it starts.
And then
that is how it starts.
Yeah. I see you have all four corners there on your card.
Ooh.
What's your name?
What's up?
You know, when is your roommate out?
I'm in room 101.
Add dementia to this situation.
Yeah.
Forget about
or
it.
Or pretending that you, for you know, who are you?
Pretending you
yes.
have dementia?
I never had sex
Thank
with you,
you,
I swear. I yep. don't remember anything
Ooh.
After the fruit cup.
Good out.
Yeah.
Good out.
Oh,
PSA.
I'm sorry. I have dementia.
Exactly, yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so are we going with... Okay. I feel like it's okay when the moment is right. Because I hate hands on my body if I don't want them.
I think it can be okay if the moment's right.
I know you
no,
think it's totally awesome.
You know I'm 100% for it. So you guys have to make this decision or we have to call
is there
and
one
tie
in between?
Breaker Tom again.
Well, there was totally awesome, totally gross, and it's okay when the moment is right.
I feel like it's okay when the moment is right. Because right. there's definitely
right,
a time
we'll
when it's
that.
Not appropriate.
Like, let's say you're at a funeral, Diane.
Well, but hopefully I wouldn't be there with someone who would do something
On the train.
That
I'm adding the train in there for some reason.
Oh, the train.
You're on a funeral on the train.
Okay.
A train
When
funeral.
The moment's right.
When the moment's right.
There's a moment at this funeral that's going to be right.
Yeah.
I know it. Okay. Your sweetheart has said, I love you, but you're not ready for that step. What do you do?
Bolt.
Say it anyway.
Okay.
Say thanks.
That's awful.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks. And tell them, or tell them why you're not ready.
I probably wouldn't express my emotions, so I'm going to go with tell them thanks.
I wouldn't want to say thanks, but I know me, and I know I would probably be like, that's great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like thanks is the right answer.
That's terrible.
Thanks.
Thanks. That was nice that you said that.
Or maybe I would tell them why I was not ready.
Pass the edamame.
You probably would because you have to have all your opinions.
I love having opinions. Just want to say what I'm thinking right now, always.
Thanks.
Well, because I think actually I would feel like a jerk saying thanks.
I would too. I agree. Yeah. But I think it would still come out of my mouth. Like I would, like the little, you know, voice in my head would be like, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. Don't say thanks. Say thanks. Say thanks. Say thanks.
Thanks. Yeah.
You know.
I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
I'll go with thanks.
What
I'll
else can
thanks.
You say? Check.
Check, please. Check, please.
Yeah.
Your sweetheart is over, and you think that tonight will be the night you two sleep together for the first time.
Are you kidding me? We haven't already done that?
No, we've said I love you, but I guess in
this... said I love you, and he's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
It's probably an 11-year-old that wrote this quiz.
Okay, so these are like, young people quizzes.
Yes,
okay.
yes.
Or I
love you comes
man.
First. Right, pretending to be 11. Okay, so you think that tonight will be the night you sleep together for the first time. What do you do? Say you have to get up early and end the date. Repeatedly mention your super comfy bed. Or I was looking right at Diane during that one.
I have a water bed that you would not believe. Just
you
saying.
Have a water bed?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I wish.
Diane had one growing up.
I had one in high school. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, my dad had a waterbed.
That's good.
So my single dad. And I used to go over there and jump on it and be like, get away from the bed. Get away from my bedroom. Because I was unsexying the entire space.
That's
right. Because I'm a little girl, like, wee, yay, jumping up and down on a waterbed.
Get, like, no, get out of daddy's sexual palace.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
But I'm a result of sex, Dad.
I know.
Come on. What's not sexy about this?
What's not sexy about this?
Or, okay, the last one is respond to their signals and do what feels right. I mean, that seems obvious.
I mean, you're in my house. I'm dating you.
I'm going to fuck
you. I'm
going
to have sex
Let's
with you.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's go to my comfy bed.
Let's go to my super comfy bed.
I'm just going to start. I'll be like, well, I was going to prepare a meal, but I just put some snacks by the bed. So let's just get
just right like a trail that. Of snacks yes. to the bed.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. a little Hansel and Gretel.
Let's go to my comfy water bed that comes out of the wall.
Yes. Wait, it comes out of the wall?
Well, I'm hoping, like a John Stamos bed from Full House.
Is it round?
Yeah. It'd be heart-shaped at this point if we're dreaming.
Yeah, I like it. Are there fish in it, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, of
there
course there are.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's fish in a water heart-shaped water bed that comes out of my wall, and there's a trail of snacks to it.
A trail of snacks.
Diane's sex palace.
Kale
Diane's
chips.
Sexual palace.
Okay, things didn't work out, and you've broken up.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
and
you
we
guys.
Slept with him in our waterbed.
He's stupid. Or maybe it's his fault. Maybe he has a bad dick.
Oh, it's definitely his fault.
No, I didn't do anything
I didn't
wrong.
Do shit.
I saw that spread of kale chips to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
gave
what...
Gave him snacks, and he just fucked me over.
What reason did you provide for breaking up? I've thought about it, and we're just not right for each other. You're not available enough to me. I don't want to talk about this. Bingo.
I don't want to talk about this.
Do we even need to discuss this?
Yeah, get out of here.
Just
my
leave.
There's I love no, this is what we yeah, want.
Get
all
your,
of us
get your tube socks and...
Get your tube socks.
Get your tube socks and get out
yeah,
of here.
Your moleskin notebook with your bits in it and just get out of here.
What am I going to say that's going to make be like the right answer? There
know.
Isn't one, you
yeah.
know? Like,
yeah.
Look, if you want to take something with you,
if
like some
I have
food,
to tell you...
Right.
Yes. Why are you still here?
Yeah. If I decided to say, let's break this up.
Yeah, it's
I don't
late.
Need an explanation. I've already given you every hint.
Yeah, yeah.
I've left a trail
mm-hmm. yeah,
of
mm-hmm.
hints and snacks.
Yeah.
The
get water, out. The waterbed's put away.
I don't want to talk about it.
I one time broke up with somebody on my birthday.
Wow.
Like
know,
at my
did.
Birthday party.
Good for you.
I was there.
Yeah. Was that the present for yourself?
It seemed like it. Yeah, I asked my friend Dora.
We were at
beforehand.
A gay bar too.
I was like, "Can I break up with my boyfriend on my birthday?" And she's like, "It's your birthday. You can do whatever you want."
Mm-hmm. That's
and
a good friend.
It was so annoying that I was like, "Yep, I'm gonna have to just do this right
now." What a shock.
Yeah.
He clearly did not see that coming at your birthday party.
I think he did see it coming.
Okay.
Yeah. He was being really annoying.
You didn't always see things coming to a certain extent.
Yeah. Like, have you ever been, like, super shocked by a breakup?
No.
Yeah. You kind of know.
No.
Like, hope maybe it's not going
to
happen.
Because usually I'm leaving town.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
when you leave town.
I'm usually leaving town.
How many towns have you lived in?
I'm going, you know, back to school. Or, you know, there's a natural cutoff for like, this was fun.
Oh, that's not your excuse. This is real.
This is real.
Oh,
I'm not saying
really
I'm
leaving town.
I'm leaving town. I would love to continue this, but you know how there are no trains or roads from this town to the town I'm going to.
Mm-mm.
And there's no internet.
So sorry.
It's over. Yeah.
It's over now. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that quiz. What's the title of the quiz?
Hold on.
What kind of kiss are you?
Where's the kiss?
When are we going to
find out?
Submit my answer. Let's see, you guys.
I think
kind
it's
of kiss
gonna
I'm like a dry peck on the cheek.
Moist.
Dry.
Dry.
Sour, nasty, like death's head
kale chips.
Kiss. Yeah.
Just kale chips kiss.
Kale chips.
Okay. What are we?
Moist.
Okay.
Okay.
Your results. Demure and flush kiss.
Demure and flesh?
Flush.
Oh,
like
flush.
A toilet. So you might as well call yourself Fort Knox because nothing is getting in.
Hey, what are you trying to say? What? Oh, so, you said we were frigid.
Well, we're demure.
Demure.
I don't understand what flush
demure
means.
Demure means that nothing gets in.
Well, here, hold on. Let me tell you the rest. You're reserved and you can be demure. Sometimes it's hard for people to reach you, and I don't mean on the phone.
Hey.
It's not.
Hey-o.
It's not wrong to show a little.
That's true with me.
It's not wrong to show a little of your vulnerable side. But it kept asking us, like, breakup questions.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay if you just want to peace out. Like,
demure.
It doesn't have anything to do with our kissing style.
Is it a French kiss? Is it a, like...
Yeah, how come... Well, I bet if we had gone with more of Diane's answers,
we
would have gotten
like,
something
looser.
We would have
gotten something a little sluttier.
Yeah.
Well, more. Next time we should just pick all the sluttiest answers. I don't know what I'm thinking answering honestly. Like, we know better.
Yeah, we should
better.
Pick, like, we should look and see what the kisses
honestly.
That we want and then try to pick the answers to get that kiss. That's how life works.
That's how quizzes work.
Yeah, you look
for
at
sure.
the answer and then you change what you were going to say to fit that.
Yeah.
That is Cosmo test cheating and yes. you know it.
It's so just what? A little grade inflation is fine.
What? So you win Cosmo now?
Yeah.
I want to win Cosmo. I want to beat Cosmo.
I want them to tell me I'm a sexual goddess of the night.
Mm-hmm. Hairbrush or no hairbrush?
Fair enough, ladies. Fair enough. Do you have a secret for us?
I do have a secret, and my secret is I would almost always rather pee outside.
What?
Than pee in any bathroom.
Even
anywhere.
Your own?
No, not my own.
Okay.
Not my own.
So outside of your house situation.
I would rather pee outside on the street, in the park, pull over the side of the road, pee, than go into most public bathrooms because I just cannot stand public bathrooms. And I grew up in a rural area where peeing outside is like, whatever.
Normal.
Yeah.
Right, but what about in this hardcore city?
Oh, I peed in the city.
Where?
Well, I've peed everywhere too, but like,
yes.
I mean,
oh,
where,
I hold it.
You know,
yeah,
where,
like, where have you peed? What's the weirdest place that you peed?
Probably the strangest place has been in front of the planetarium in Midtown.
In front, just right in front.
Because there are a bunch of bushes there. Obviously, it's not like 12:30 in the afternoon. It's not like...
Hey, you gotta go.
It's not like
rush hour
on a Tuesday.
Yeah, are these like 3 a.m.
But it was like, it's late. I had to pee. You know how the subway is.
Fair enough.
There's no, you know, I was like, I'll hop off. I'll take a quick pee. It was actually quite nice. I love the backdrop is nice. You know, the aquarium is beautiful.
You need the ambiance for your pees.
Yeah, the stuff is there. I do pack in, pack out, because I have, you know, I don't believe in leaving... trash or anything.
Wait
so.
A second. I'm going to need you to walk me through this pack in, pack
so
out.
So I have my own tissue.
Okay.
And then I have
always?
I always. Yes. What else are you going to do?
But you always have tissue.
I always have tissue.
You're going to be a great pee buddy for me in the
always
future.
Always have tissue.
So you just let, what do? You just dry, let it drip dry?
I
would try not to, but like sometimes
you
have
a
situation.
Sometimes
you always have toilet paper.
I always have tissue.
She always packs in, packs out.
Yes.
Gotcha. So then you just take it with you. What do you do? Like, where's the pee, though? That's
into the ground.
Into the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't pee on pavement.
No.
Okay.
How can you?
I don't know. That was my worry about pack in, pack out. I was like,
no,
how are you going to do this?
Peeing on pavement is a no-go.
I have peed on pavement.
And did you pee on your foot as well?
I don't know.
Or are you amazing?
What's wrong with peeing on pavement?
Because it goes everywhere.
Yeah, that's why.
But if you're peeing outside...
It's better if it goes into the ground.
It's better, yeah. You got to angle yourself in a way where that is
going. Whenever I've been in a situation where I've had to pee outside, it was not like a choice. I didn't like get to pick soil or pavement. I didn't get to pick a specific bush.
Yeah. I'll tell you why.
I just had to go.
I never do a pavement thing. It's one time I was coming back from something at Jacob Javits Center. I really had to pee. There was nothing around. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm a big girl. I can pee on pavement. So I go to angle myself to pee on pavement.
Like, that's an adult choice.
I'm like,
pavement.
Oh, there's a van here. So I put my hand in the van. I'm put one foot up on the curb, and I'm about to pee.
Peeing
and
by
I,
a van and you're
hold on, but I look up, and what kind of van is it?
A police van.
And who's in the van?
A police officer.
And,
oh, God.
So I'm just squatting. I haven't done anything yet. I'm squatting. I'm looking at the police officer. He's just looking at me like, please don't. Like, please don't do this. Please don't make me have to... react to this. So I was like, that's my last pee on pavement.
Did he react?
We had this a moment of him just being like, please don't.
You guys just like lock eyes.
Yes. Because I have my hand on his door and I'm like looking up at him and he's
did
just,
you still go there?
No, I just pretended like nothing was like I dropped
you just,
something.
Or, so did you have a dress on?
Yeah, I had a dress on.
Okay, because I'm imagining you had like pants. I'm like, how is she doing this? Okay, you had a
luckily,
dress.
Yeah, I had luckily. A dress on. It was just a moment where he was like, don't do this.
Don't
and I'm like,
it.
You know what? I won't do this. I respect your life.
Well,
and your choice. And
yeah.
I'm just, you know, I don't
want
to get
want
arrested
ticket.
For like public urination on a pee van.
While peeing, looking right in the police officer's eyes.
Yeah, that's pretty defiant, right?
That is.
I feel like I'm going to do this anyway.
That is bold.
Yes. So, yeah, that's my secret is that I would prefer to pee on the side of the road. Like, if I'm driving somewhere, I'm definitely one of those people that pulls over.
Right.
You know, and keep in mind I'm from a rural area, so.
Right, like, you don't want to go into, like, the Burger King on the side of the road. You'd rather, like,
no, I would
get
rather,
out in that meadow.
Yeah, get
I'm
out there need, with the deer and the, you know, the
I'm
going to
need that Burger King. I'm not
really?
With you on this, no.
I feel like it's so filthy in the, and also, in, yeah. I've seen such weird people doing weird things in bathrooms
in
New York.
I'm in the middle on this.
What do you mean?
You just go where you got to go.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
I have a very small bladder, but, like.
So do I.
I also am moody. So, like, sometimes I will feel like the meadow, and sometimes I'll feel like the
concrete.
Just, like, let your emotions take you.
to the bathroom. I let my emotions take me to the bathroom.
Also, I mean, I've been in New York a long time, and you used to be able to take a pee outside in New York a lot more. Things used to be a little more
I don't think
like,
I've ever
loose.
Peed outside in New York.
No.
Just because there's such,
really?
Like,
really?
There's so many places you can go in, you know?
Eh, I don't have time for that.
And
yeah.
Like, I used to have big fibroids, so I looked pregnant.
I have fibroids.
Well, I
That's
would go, problem. Just, like, go in and, like, not tell them I was pregnant, but just, like, you know, give them a look. Like,
you just rub your stomach.
Like, yeah, like.
I love kids.
Because I looked pregnant, so I would just like, gotta go to the bathroom. Ugh, pregnancy, am I right? Like, I wouldn't say that, but I would say that with my eyes.
You're like, oh,
you know?
Girl, you go in
you
there.
Know? Yeah, especially if it was a woman, I would absolutely, you know, because what are you gonna do? You know, middle of the day? You can't just pee in the sidewalk in the middle of the day.
No, you can't pee between cars in the middle of the day.
No, mm-hmm. You gotta be crafty about it.
Yeah.
You have to be crafty.
So you just like, sneak
maybe
the pee in the day.
Yes.
In the day.
If I have to, I will.
Do what you gotta do.
You do what you have to do. And like I said, I've seen so many weird things happening in bathrooms in New York. It's anything from someone like with a needle stuck in their arm. They're like someone conducting a wedding. Who knows? Do you know what I mean?
Fair
it's
enough.
Like, I'm not interested.
Weddings are disgusting.
Yes, they're horrifying.
I just remember like being a drunk teen and having to pee outside at times.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this one particular time we peed right on the sidewalk, and then we realized We are under a lamppost. Just went to the brightest area.
Wow.
Pulled down our pants. We're like, oh, this is not good. Back when you drink and
spotlight on teen veg.
Yeah, you want to see my teenage
vagina.
I'm
right here.
Here it is. Hey, come get me. Wow. Time. I'm sure it was like peppermint schnapps and a Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate, that kind of drunk.
It was a fuzzy navel type of drink.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm like, it's afternoon. Airplane bottles.
Now, we like to ask this question, too. Even though you brought up pee, have you ever pooped your pants?
I don't think so. Probably as
you
a
would
child.
Know.
As
yeah,
a child.
You would
know. As an adult, no.
As an adult.
No, no. I don't think
That's
I could.
That's good. That's lucky. Sometimes it happens. I did once when I was really sick.
Oh, that's different.
But it is a.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, it's not like people are like, you know what I'm going to do right now? Poop my pants. Like, it's a surprise, you know? Like, you don't know what's going to happen.
It should be a surprise, yeah.
It should be one if it's not.
I just want to know, I want you to know how proud I am of you.
Oh.
That you haven't pooped your pants?
Because most people have.
Yeah, most people have.
I guess I'm just that uptight.
Wow. That actually, like, yeah, I'm like uptight and constipated, so it's
yes.
like.
Yeah. This is the norm.
It's normal. Yeah. Yeah. It's just nothing but diamonds up there. So if people want to listen to your podcast, where do they go?
They could go to heyyouknowit.com for the podcast. But if you want to know anything about me that's not podcast related, you can go to my website, which is bigguns.bigtobacco.com.
Wow. That's a bold name.
Yeah. I've had that name for a long time, and I was clearly very bold when
How
I got it.
How many people have tried to buy that name from you?
Well, I wanted to have big guns, but Biggins was a porn site. Big Tobacco was taken. And so I was like, fuck it, Big Guns, Big Tobacco. And I've always used Big Guns, Big Tobacco.
Biggins was taken by porn.
Yeah, big one. Yeah, Biggins. And Big Tobacco, I think, was probably
I'm
brought
gonna check it out.
Defensively.
You're going to check Biggins out?
I'm going to have to.
Biggins.
Biggins.
Yeah.
What made you choose that name?
When I was younger, I used to be a rifle instructor.
What?
When I was younger, a lot younger, and I used to teach rifle to children.
Children's army?
Then as I got older, because I'm from a very rural area, it's not very, it wasn't controversial. As I got older, I just thought Big Guns and Big Tobacco was like kind of funny, kind of like, you know, like it's not me.
Right.
You
Did
know?
You smoke at the time?
Oh, hell yeah, I smoked.
Oh, okay. So you were like, this
Everyone,
fits
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I was like, right. Big Guns, Big... And I used to have pictures of me on my website with guns.
Amazing.
Like, you know, like, but in a funny, what I thought was a funny, you know, way.
Humorous.
This is like 15 years ago. But I just, I...
But you know how to shoot a gun still.
Yeah, of course.
Zombie apocalypse.
I also
team.
Used to teach archery, you know, so
wow.
there, you know, and all
I
these
things.
I think
I'm in love with you.
So Big Guns,
yeah.
Big Tobacco.
I just like saw your boner right there, Diane. Like...
You can
she
come
said
when I
she
pee
knows
outside.
How to shoot a gun in archery, and I was like, "Yeah,
those things were not cool when I was doing them."
Have you seen? Have you seen her big, super comfy bed?
I'll show you my water bed.
We can pee outside together.
I feel like you also have an Instagram too.
Yeah, my Instagram is Big Guns Big Tobacco.
Both.
Yeah.
Sweet. Your website and your Instagram.
Yeah, and I'm on Twitter at Jaquetta. And you can also find us at Hey You Know It. Or heyyouknowit.com.
When I'm definitely like ready to see all of your penis news.
It's on there. Mm-hmm. We've got 260 something episodes.
Amazing.
And I think at least a quarter of them probably feature some kind of a dick news item.
Yes.
Scrotum stories.
I'm in.
So I just need to do a plug for us. So Diane and I are going to be in Cincinnati. So if you are in Cincinnati or know people in Cincinnati, please tell them to come see our show, The Secrets of Avondale Falls, at the Cincy Fringe Festival.
Wow.
You can check that out at cincyfringe.com. I'm super excited. It's such a fun Fringe. It's amazing.
I love Fringe.
I'm
very excited. I heard they have a lot of good waterbeds in Cincinnati.
Yep.
Spots
I have a feeling somebody's going to try to show you their super comfy bed while we're in Cincinnati.
Well, I'm going to try to behave.
Oh, that's right.
I'm in a relationship.
You're in a relationship now,
oh,
so you
okay.
can't be
showing.
I can't
be a bad
girl. You can't be in people's super
comfy
beds.
I actually like them.
But it's 2016. Isn't everyone poly now? Isn't that what they're doing? The young people?
Oh,
we're too old for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is for the youngs.
We just get diseases from it.
Yeah, I don't want to be old and get diseases.
Youngs before they... they get diseases. They're like, yeah, whatever.
No one's gotten the one yet that circulates.
No, I'll just stick with this dick.
Yep, that one dick, and that's it.
There's a T-shirt right there.
Stick with this dick.
Yeah.
In my super comfy bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you guys, Shaquetta, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thanks
for having me. This was so much fun.
And yes, I hope you enjoyed your Hawaiian paradise.
I totally did.
Basement.
We are wearing lace.
Yeah, we look good in these lays, actually.
We do.
And I'm glad to see that you guys stripped down the thongs as well. So.
Uh-huh. We did. We definitely did. So did Tom. Thong mania.
All right.
All right, you are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This has been Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.
Aloha.